Praha. More of Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
News. White House says U.S. willing to turn Mideast allies to end violence. Second day of Kabul talks announced for Secretary Kerry. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. The White House says it is willing to turn to some of its Middle East allies to help bring an end to the violence between Israel and the Palestinians. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The president also expressed his concern about the risk associated with further escalation and emphasized the need for all sides in this dispute to do everything they can to protect the lives of civilians and restore calm.
Earnest condemned rocket attacks on Israel Friday from Lebanon. It reaffirmed Israel's right to defend itself while again appealing to all sides to protect civilian lives and restore calm. Friday's attack from southern Lebanon struck northern Israel near the border and caused no casualties. It's unclear who fired the rockets. Hamas and other militants in Gaza have fired more than 550 rockets in Israel. Israel has responded with airstrikes that Palestinian officials say have killed more than 100 people, including women and children. Talks between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Afghanistan's two presidential candidates to defuse post-election tensions will continue for a second day in Kabul on Saturday today as allegations of ballot fraud rattle the country. The senior diplomat met Friday with frontrunner Ashraf Ghani and challenger Abdullah Abdullah. Both claim victory in the June 14th runoff to replace outgoing President Hamid Karzai.
The results that were announced on Monday are preliminary. They are neither authoritative nor final. And no one should be stating a victory at this point in time.
As an unnamed U.S. senior administration official told Reuters that on the second day of talks, is on the table, is fairly fluid. There are a lot of ideas out there. Ukraine's defense ministry says a rocket attack by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine Friday killed at least 19 troops and wounded 93. The rebels targeted a village in the Luhansk region near the Russian border. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said those responsible will be found and destroyed. He said for every Ukrainian soldier killed, the rebels would pay with hundreds of their own. Fighting has surged in the east since the Ukrainian government ceasefire expired at the end of June. A car bomb in the Kurdish-controlled city of Kirkuk in northern Iraq has killed at least 25 people and wounded 25 others. The dead include civilians and Kurdish soldiers manning a checkpoint. The blast shattered windows in nearby homes. No one has claimed responsibility. Earlier Friday, Kurdish forces seized two northern Iraqi oil fields near Kirkuk, saying they want to secure the facilities. The central government in Baghdad has condemned the seizure and demanded the Kurds immediately withdraw. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is shutting down two labs that handle highly infectious pathogens and imposing an immediate moratorium on shipments of all biological materials from high-level security laboratories until safety problems are addressed. The actions follow several troubling lapses in laboratory safety last month. More than 80 CDC scientists at three labs were potentially exposed to live anthrax. Then this week, it was announced that six long-forgotten vials of live smallpox virus were found in a storeroom at a U.S. Food and Drug Administration laboratory. Finally, CDC officials announced the discovery this week that a CDC laboratory accidentally contaminated low-risk bird flu samples with a highly pathogenic strain of the H5N1 avian flu and shipped it to a government lab. CDC Director Tom Friedman.
So to me, the fact that something like this could happen in such a superb laboratory is unsettling because it tells me that we need to look at our culture of safety throughout all of our laboratories.
Read more about this story at our website, voanews.com. The United Nations Refugee Agency says it estimates that more than 700,000 refugees will flee South Sudan by the end of the year, more than double the number forecast just a few months ago. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Indonesian, we say, Variasi Terbaik Dunia, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says, the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart. And this hour, we have a couple of artists from Sweden. We're going to start the hour with First Aid Kit, which is actually two artists in one. First Aid Kit being the sister duo of Clara and Johanna Soderberg. And they traveled a long way to do their second album. Actually, they went back to the place where they did their first album a few years ago, that being Omaha, Nebraska, to work with producer Mike Mojus. From the new album Stay Gold, this is First Aid Kit with Heaven Knows on Acoustic Cafe.
You've spent a year staring into a mirror, another one trying to figure out what you saw. Pay so much attention to what you're not. You have no idea who you are. But heaven knows.
Heaven knows, heaven knows, heaven knows, heaven knows.
on the jam band circuit, Trampled by Turtles, doing something interesting and new on a new album called Wild Animals. And that new thing is working with Alan Sparhawk, who is the lead singer and songwriter for the band Low. Interestingly enough, working with Trampled by Turtles on this new album, we just heard the song called Nobody Knows. Heaven Knows is what we started the hour with, that being First Aid Kit off of their second release, Stay Gold, just out from First Aid Kit. Some more British blue-eyed soul, sort of in the vein of Sam Smith, of course doing quite well in the States these days. Well, someone else is hot on his heels. It's James Bay, who's a little folkier in his sound. You can catch him. He's in the States right now, touring for the first time in America. He has an EP called Let It Go, and from that, here's Hear Your Heart from James Bay on Acoustic Cafe.
Between the streets, before the night, I found you all alone. Shaking tired, looking lost, I came to take you home. And we walk in silence, side by side, and I just wanna lay you down, your burdens on your feet. And I don't need your deepest secrets whispered in my ear, 'cause I can hear your heart, your heart. I can hear your heart, your heart. The window's cold against your hair, and outside's just a blur. I pull you close, you close your eyes, we don't say a word. We've got to keep rolling, rolling. Just wanna lay you down, your burdens, all your fears. I don't need your deepest secrets whispered in my ear, 'cause I can hear your heart, your heart. I can hear your heart, your heart. And we walk in silence, side by side, and I just wanna lay you down, your burdens, all your fears. And I don't need your deepest secrets whispered in my ear, 'cause I can hear your heart, your heart. I can hear your heart, your heart. And I can hear your heart, your heart. And I can hear your heart, your heart.
I knew your mother, let me be clear. We were lovers before you got here. So don't forget that I knew her when love was the means and you the end. I still remember somebody who was amazing and crazy and somewhat like you. I fell for your mother, love made me a fool. We were into each other till it came off the spool. Folks choose their parents, some Buddhists say. So maybe you picked us and we were your way. In the biblical sense, I knew your mom. Und der Wasendalstarm, und der Wasendaldram, und there was some calm. Thank you.
game. And when Dad takes a powder, it's more than a shame. But I knew your mother and your mother knew me. And as long as it lasted was how long it could be. Today is your birthday, and if truth be told, it has to be said now, we're both a bit older. Yeah, happy birthday. But I want to be clear, I loved your mother, and that's why you're here. I knew your mother, let me be clear, we two were lovers before you got here. So don't forget that I knew her when love was a means and you were the end. Yeah, love was a means and you were the end.
That's something brand new from Loudon Wainwright III. He will have a new album, but not until September. In September, he will release Haven't Got the Blues Yet. That's Loudon Wainwright with a song called I Knew Your Mother. Now, he made that song specifically for his son, Rufus Wainwright. Rufus turned 40 last summer, 2013, and for that event, Loudon Wainwright came up with that song called I Knew Your Mother, which, again, will be on Loudon's latest album coming out on September 9th. Although things are much better now between father and son, Rufus and Loudon have battled it out in song numerous times over the years. If we roll the calendar back a decade to 2004, Rufus's album, Want One, had this song on it called Dinner at Eight, directly pointed at his father, and performed live in our studios. Rufus Wainwright at Acoustic Cafe.
No matter how strong, I'm gonna take dinner.
Rufus Wainwright, live here at Acoustic Cafe 10 years ago, doing the song called Dinner at 8. And again, we heard something brand new from the father, Loudon Wainwright III. He will have a new album coming in September. And ahead on Acoustic Cafe, a cover that dates back to 2006. Also, brand new Leaky Lee and Kings of Convenience live in our studios.
The world's best variety.
Expect it here.
VOA Music Mix.
Considered by some the first biggest hit of the 21st century. It was quickly inserted into numerous best songs of all time lists. Scientists have penned papers on the perfection of the song construction, and of course the song has been covered many times. Some, like Sean Colvin and Violent Femmes, have even recorded and released their own versions. And all of this since just 2006 in the official release of the Gnarls Barkley song Crazy. The collaboration between producer Danger Mouse and singer CeeLo Green put the song on their album called Saint Elsewhere, and one of the very first to cover it was Ray LaMontagne. Around 2007, Ray changed this pop gem into a folk reflection. Here's his version of Crazy on Acoustic Cafe.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that face. Even your emotions had an echo. So much space. When you're out there without care, I was out of touch. It wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Probably. And I hope that you are having the time of your life. Oh, but think twice. That's my only advice. Come on now, who do you think you are? Oh, oh, that's your soul. Do you really think that you're in control? Well, I think you're crazy. You're crazy. I think you're crazy. Just like me. Yeah. Well, my heroes have the heart to lose their lives out on a limb. And all I remember, I wanna be like them. Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. It's no coincidence that I've come. I can die when I'm done. Crazy, baby, we're crazy.
touch it, man, I look like a moon star. Cigarette behind my head, leaning up against a muscle car. Oh no, the things that I shouldn't know. Got smokes that I stole from a 7-0. Everybody's at the drive and I wanna go. Wanna be the guy that doesn't like to fight, who can kick your if you touch his girl. Wanna be the guy that breaks all the rules, but the cops let him off cause they think he's cool. Wanna know the things that I shouldn't know. Got smokes that I stole from a 7-0. Everybody's at the drive and I wanna go. Got smokes that we stole from a 7-0. Everybody's at the drive and I wanna go.
Song from Supernova, the latest from Ray LaMontagne. That's Drive-In Movie on Acoustic Cafe. Ray working with Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys as the producer on this new project. First time they've worked together and to some interesting results on Supernova. Ray LaMontagne working all by himself with a cover of the Gnarls Barkley classic Crazy, recorded back in 2006. We heard that right before Drive-In Movie. Well, there is a new album, and she says it's the third in a trilogy from Leaky Lee. I Never Learn has just been released by the Swedish singer-songwriter. She says it is a reflection on a woman in her 20s, and the 28-year-old perhaps is making a statement ending the album and the entire trilogy with a song called Sleeping Alone on Acoustic Cafe.
Sleep.
Some music from Europe's northern tier. In that case, Norway's Kings of Convenience, live here at Acoustic Cafe in our studios, doing a song from their last album, which now was 5 years ago. The last album was called Declaration of Dependence. That song was Me in You. And then before that, Sweden's Licky Lee from a brand new record called I Never Learn, the third in the trilogy, with her song called Sleeping Alone. Coming up, it's a bit of a Lilith reunion here, and more with our in-studio guest, Matt Anderson.
The world's best variety.
Music too good to keep to ourselves.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. I want you to get in a Lilith Fair mindset, if you are of an age to remember that. Because as it happens, two of our favorite female vocalists from the 1990s actually have brand new albums out, and they're pretty darn good, and they've both been away for a number of years. Now, Natalie Merchant's been away a good number of years, 13 years since she's had a collection of brand new songs. The former lead singer, of course, for 10,000 Maniacs, maintained a wonderful solo career that ended, as I say, about 13 years ago, but she is back now with an album, self-titled, from Natalie Merchant. Let's listen to the song Seven Deadly Sins on Acoustic Cafe.
Well, of all those seven deadly sins, I wore around my neck for him hunger, anger, lust, and greed, envy, pride, and jealousy. There was one, I guess, that was the worst of all. It gave a little push, started the fall from grace that I took so high. I took so long, so long and far. But I just couldn't spend me another night in the cold, cold bed of the butcher's wife. So afraid to fall asleep, afraid to wake, and afraid to dream. No, I just couldn't stay, I couldn't wait it out. Bite my tongue for another hour, one more endless day, day after night, and night after day. Land. Nobody here really gives a damn. So why don't we call it a draw in the bloody war to end our wars? In the bloody war, in the bloody war, in the bloody, bloody war. In the bloody, bloody war. Well, I'm far too quick with the poison pen. Can't believe I'm writing again after all these goddamn years. And someday when the ghosts have all gone home, far too late to be rattling bones, then will you lay me down? Lay me down. Oh, will you let it be such a bloody war, such a bloody war, such a bloody, bloody war, such a bloody war, such a bloody war, such a bloody.
Keep
keep walking forward like I know where I'm headed. How I wish you were here to see me trying to live up to my name. Till the
from those Lilith Fair years with brand new material. We heard Natalie Merchant first with Seven Deadly Sins, and right there, the woman who started the whole Lilith Fair thing, that being Sarah McLachlan. Her new album is called Shine On, and we heard the song, which is Broken Heart. Sarah from Vancouver, the west coast of Canada. We're now going to move to the east coast. New Brunswick's Matt Anderson is our in-studio guest on the program this week. He has a brand new album. It's called Weightless, and he dropped by our studios to tell us about the project, play some of its songs, and tell us about working on the album with producer and Los Lobos band member Steve Berlin.
Just like Steve is, the more outside, the Steve likes it more and more, which is great. You know, so the solo on one of the tunes, I Lost My Way, the first time, you know, that was laid down, I was like, I don't think this is going to fly. and Steve's like, just live with it for a little while. And now I love it. You know, it's a moment I look for on the song kind of thing. And there was quite a bit of that with Steve. It was really cool to have somebody see something different than what I've always seen in myself as far as performing and playing. And Steve was really great about bringing that out.
So, you know, we talked about this blues guy label from the early days. And I think this album has completely exploded that. It's done. Between the Lines is sort of like the most straight up blues song on here. Was part of the challenge not playing, like not doing what you know how to do?
No, it was really nice to focus on singing quite a bit. And, you know, the solos, I spoke quite a few of those with Paul Rigby, who played guitar on the album. And, no, it was totally fine. You know, I was totally comfortable doing that. It was nice to not make that kind of an album where it's all about the guitar stuff. I mean, I'm really comfortable playing guitar, but I would consider myself, you know, a great guitar player. I just, you know, I like playing. Uh-huh. So, as we all do. You know, I'm happy to solo all day, but I don't need to. You know, that's more of a self-indulgent thing than maybe what's best for the music. So.
He'll come out of nowhere, he'll treat you wine. He'll speak to your body, and he'll sing to your mind. follow him home. He'll show you a time. Keep your heart between the lines. Roses for healing, chocolate for time. Kisses to make up, to apologize. He leans in with innocent eyes. Why hurry? Why so fast? These days laid before you will soon be your past. Don't settle for love that will leave you behind. Take the best from whatever you find. No matter how hard, you've got to try to keep your heart. No matter how hard, you've got to try to keep your heart between the lines.
Our in-studio guest this week, Matt Anderson, with another song from his new album, Weightless. That's Between the Lines on Acoustic Cafe.
All right, so 200 dates a year. You're moving into festival season here as we're speaking. What is the downtime like for you?
I've been home for one day since January 7th. So downtime is laundry, usually, making sure bills are paid and taking off again. Yeah, a downtime, you know, I do get downtime. I just relax. You know, I do home stuff. You know, I cook my own meals and, you know, spend time with friends and family and take advantage of having a couch, you know?
Yeah.
That's weird enough. That's one of the things I miss the most on the roads.
So. Well, and that is a question for people who do that many dates, especially if you're doing solo touring or with a band, either way, that you get home and after a very short period of time, you really feel like home is really out there and you got to get going again.
Definitely. Yeah, after being home for a while, I definitely get the itch to get back on the road. And I don't really get homesick until like it gets to maybe the last week or so of a tour. Mm-hmm. You know, when the end's not in sight, you don't even think about it. But when it starts to get closer to the point, you're like, okay, I'm ready to get home now. But, you know, there's no end in sight for a while, so I'm still good for a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And then is music a part of that downtime as well? Do you spend any time
I'm still a big music fan. You know, I usually don't work on my own stuff so much. You know, I consider writing a time, you know, when I have to focus on it kind of thing. So when I get home, still jam with friends and, you know, still see live music and take that kind of stuff in for sure.
We left for Alberta, left the East Coast, followed the clouds running west. The highway was long worn by other fools. Like us, I guess. Now we could have worked a job closer to home. We'd never get far ahead. We're out here just long enough to pay off debt, but it hasn't happened yet. Alberta gold, it's a story we all know. Alberta gold, Alberta gold, dark black as the coal. There's money in the air, there's cracks in the street. The devil's out on the town.
He'll buy us a drink and fill our cup. We're pulling his blood from the ground. Our brother Gold, it's a story we all know. Our brother Gold, dark black as the coal. Left in the bay, there's no young cowboys left home, home on the range. Left home on the range. We've been going flat out on a 3-week stint. We've been working ourselves to the bone. Now we're gonna take a break just for a little while. Gonna catch our flights back home. Our brother Gold, it's a story we all know. Our brother Gold, dark black as the coal. Our brother Gold, it's a story we all know. Our brother Gold, dark black as the coal. There's no more boats left in the bay. There's no young cowboys.
Perfect way to end our appearance with Matt Anderson, our in-studio guest on Acoustic Cafe this week. Matt has a brand new album. It is called Weightless, and that song appears in its original form on that album. The song is called Alberta Gold. You will find Weightless on the True North Records label. And there are so many ways to get in touch with us. Should you choose to, just go online to acafe.com. That's the best way to do it. We are readying our new website right now, so soon it'll be more exciting than ever. Anyway, acafe.com. That is our official website. There you can link to our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebook. You can send me an email directly, rob@acafe.com. You can also get on our e-newsletter list if you'd like by leaving your email address in the box on the main page. Plus, you can click on the Listen tab there at acafe.com and check out some of our recent archives from people like David Crosby and Toad the Wet Sprocket, Paula Cole, Susie Boggess, Rufus Wainwright, so many more in our archives right now at acafe.com. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap things up here and let you know all about next week's show.